Lewis, guess what? Swatch Group's profits have taken a massive hit in the first half of the year. They're down almost 90%, and it's all because of the sales slide in China.
Oh, wow, that's a significant drop. I see. What were their net income figures for that period?
Their net income came in at SFR 17 million, which is just a fraction of the SFR 147 million they reported a year ago.
So the main reason for this decline is the weakening demand in China, right? What does Swatch have to say about their sales there?
That's right. Swatch attributed a 7.1% decline in revenues to weak demand in China. Sales in their wholesale business fell over 30%, and in the retail sector, it was a 15% drop.
That's quite a big hit, especially for a company with such iconic brands as Omega and Breguet. I wonder how the CEO is reacting to this.
Well, CEO Nick Hayek has been under mounting pressure from investors. He's been in charge for 22 years and has overseen a roughly 50% decline in Swatch's shares over the past 2 years.
Right, and it's not just the financials that are in trouble, there's also some legal action going on. What's that about?
Activist investor Greenwood Investors, which owns 0.5% of Swatch's shares, has initiated legal proceedings against the company.
I see. So Stephen Wood, the founder of Greenwood, tried to get a board seat at the annual meeting in May, but didn't succeed.
Exactly, he had over 60% support from the so-called bearer shareholders, but the Hayek family, who hold registered shares with greater voting rights, effectively blocked his campaign.
And now, Greenwood is taking a more formal approach by applying for a conciliation procedure.
Yes, they're claiming the AGM had confusing procedures and that the meeting was wrongly set up.
So, Swatch's response to this legal challenge?
Swatch said they haven't been officially served with a complaint yet and aren't sure what exactly is to be conciliated.
That's interesting. And what about Greenwood's next steps?
Greenwood might still request an extraordinary meeting, which would require backing from 5% of all shareholders.
Right, and if they get that support, Wood could push for a separate vote among the company's bearer shareholders to be elected as their representative.
That's right, so it's a complex situation with both financial challenges and corporate governance issues at play.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging time for Swatch. They need to figure out how to regain their footing in China and address the investor concerns.
Agreed, it'll be interesting to see how the legal battle plays out and what changes, if any, will come to the board.
For sure, we'll definitely have to keep an eye on this one. Thanks for the update, Alice.
You're welcome, Lewis. That's the UK Business Morning for now. Stay tuned for more updates.